What? Is this a problem? All right, hate to interrupt the wake-up call. It's 107.9 The End, 605. Gavin, Katie has a problem.
Well, I know that.
By the way, I may have a problem here. She's looking at me like, don't bring this up. If you even know, do you even know what I'm talking about?
I hope it's not. I hope not, to be honest. I really hope
Katie's
not.
Bra's breaking. And Katie's bra is breaking, and you need a bra. What's happening? What is the bra malfunction you're dealing with?
Not for public consumption. It's a personal thing that I'm dealing with.
Katie, you're still new. Let's turn the microphones off. We'll have this discussion off the air. Okay, hang on. The microphones are... All right, the mics are off. What? This is just between us.
It's just the back of my bra.
I like how she thinks... You know, he's ignoring me right now. The mics are on.
Do you buy crappy bras?
No, actually, no.
So you just hold on to bras way too long?
Can we not have this conversation right now?
Well, what's the problem?
Let's talk about your underwear.
No, this is you.
My underwear is fine.
All right. Katie just said something about 5 minutes ago. She walks out of the room and goes, guys, don't go in the other room. And it was like, seriously, if I said that to Gavin, what would I be talking about? Gavin, avoid going in that room for a second.
Oh.
You were gassy.
Yes. Oh. Well, I thought you were gassy. Turns out, what were you doing in the other room?
I was putting my bra back on.
Okay, because what happened?
It keeps coming unsnapped in the back, which is making me essentially braless.
Is it a generic brand?
By the way, I have theme music for Katie.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No.
Katie?
Listen.
This is what guys need when we talk about bras.
Here's an alternative. Don't talk about my bra.
So tell us more about your bra.
Yeah!
Well, it's leopard print.
What's wrong with
and
your
crappy.
Bra?
It just... I think that I can't believe I'm saying that.
Yeah, take it off!
I'll stop for a second. Oh, no. Did I leave my singles at home? I get it.
Oh, my. Get that away from me.
Good
no, I'm
one.
Kidding. I'm just kidding. You're
a mother.
True or
you
false?
You should be ashamed.
True or false? Your bra is breaking.
Well, it's off right now, essentially.
No, it's
completely
not.
Done.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is in the back. It came undone.
I don't know how to look for that. But
well, yeah, and by the way, this is not... I want to clarify something, because there are probably people...
it's undone.
There are probably people out there who right now are going, this is weird. It sounds like they're hitting on her. They want her to take her top off. No, that's not us.
No,
this is more
I
of
assure
like a,
you, they don't want to
this
take
is,
my top off.
Katie's married. She's a mom. We've met her kids. This is more like, ha, it's kind of funny. Her bra broke. You need a bra.
Because yes, but I'm not soliciting her.
What size do you need? I'm sure someone will help you.
Jason.
We have very helpful listeners here.
Jason?
We have very helpful listeners.
What size bra do you wear?
You guys are really looking at me like you think I'm going to answer that question.
Oh, here, we'll give you the music.
Now listen. So, it may not match the mood, but Katie...
Do you want the music?
Yeah, okay. Give me the music. Katie, you can't be trusted to buy quality bras yourself.
Oh, my God.
So for the sake of everybody in this room...
Here it is. Tell us about your bras. Does this help you?
Oh, my God.
Can you just tell us your bra size? And someone, I'm sure, will volunteer to pick you up a bra.
Yeah.
Because I don't want... Because I'm sorry. Is it true or false? And this is me being a sensitive man, not
oh,
a pervert.
Please.
I am. True or false? If you had to go braless all day, or at least for 4 hours, wouldn't that be very uncomfortable?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
It would make me really uncomfortable.
No, I'm not just talking from an embarrassment level. I'm talking about physically. It'd make you uncomfortable because there's gravity involved.
And, yes.
Okay, so you need a bra.
Both.
Throw the size out. Throw the size, and then we'll see if someone has a bra for you.
Good. So tell everybody what size
this is
bra
not dirty.
Are.
They do bra commercials.
I'm like
on
a 38D.
Hey-o!
I love the pregnant pause afterwards. God,
I didn't expect that, I'll be honest.
I swear to God, this is me like, hey, this is the equivalent of having the dad, I need you to take me to buy tampons conversation.
It I never that, had that conversation
well,
with
lucky
my dad.
You. It's that level of discomfort for me.
I'll be honest, I didn't expect that.
You didn't expect what? What are you trying to say? I feel like you're looking at my boobs.
Well, now I have to, because guys, I'm sorry. I was really
what do you
trying.
Mean?
I was being very helpful. The problem is when you tell a guy D, we all go, "Boo." It's like when you tell your dog car or walk, their head turns.
Mm. Well, I don't put them out on a plate for the whole world to see. Generally,
Katie needs a bra.
Oh my God.
She wears a size 38D.
Okay.
This is how, by the way, you can't talk about bras. People are too immature, including us, Gavin. We're getting tons of text messages using the following terminology. Like, oh, I feel your pain, Katie. I feel your pain. Oh, I feel bad for you. Then we're getting messages from guys. 38D, I want to feel you, Katie. And I was like, oh, come
no!
on!
She doesn't care
no!
about quality!
No!
If anyone would like to volunteer to bring Katie a bra, do you have any preference on what you need?
New and clean, I suppose.
Is that a brand?
New and clean.
No. Well, underwire. Hey. I need an underwire. Obviously, I'm a 38D.
Obviously.
All right.